The Pillars of the Earth by Ken Follett. William Morrow & Company, Incorporated, New York. Copyright 1989 by Ken Follett. A note from Ken Follett. One day in 1973 or 1974, I went to Peterborough in East Anglia to cover a story for the newspaper I worked for, the London Evening News. And while I was waiting for a train back to London, I went to see the cathedral. That visit was the beginning of an obsession. In 1976, I produced an outline for a novel about building a cathedral. I wrote about 7,000 words and stopped. I wrote another outline for a much simpler story about a German spy in wartime England, and that fixed my destiny for a decade. However, the cathedral idea would not go away, and in between spy stories, I would go off to one of England's sleepy cathedral towns and spend a couple of days walking around the church, trying to decipher the secrets written in the stones. A cathedral is full of stories, if you know where to look. I walked around the streets of modern Winchester, seeing in my imagination the castle, the palaces, and the Royal Mint, where today there are car parks and supermarkets. I took a train north and stood on the battlements of Lincoln Castle in the February snow, feeling the same bitter cold wind that medieval centuries must have felt. I went to Wells Cathedral and studied the drawings of the Master Mason, scratched in the plaster of the tracing floor up in the gallery, in a corner now used for storing broken pews. I flew to Paris to look at the Abbey Church of St. Denis, the first Gothic church in the world, which was inaugurated in 1144 in the presence of King Louis VII of France. And I stared at the same stone arches he stared at, and saw the sun shine through the same stained glass. The Pillars of the Earth is a human story about love and hate, ambition and greed, lust and malice and revenge. But it is set in a world which is sharply different from the world of today. People's passions are the same, but their conditions...